Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On their way to becoming law, all bills must overcome three major hurdles: the House, the Senate, and the Governor. At this stage in the legislative session, nearly all bills have cleared one House, some have cleared both Houses, and a few have even been signed by the Governor. As we get closer to the end of the session, the Governor plays an increasingly prominent role in the process. That's because he controls the veto pen. When a bill hits the Governor's desk, he has four options. He can sign it into law, he can let it become law without his signature, he can kill the bill outright with a veto, or he can request that the legislature make changes before he allows it to become law. That's called an amendatory veto. Since this is the first session in 16 years where Republicans have controlled the entire process, logic would dictate that very few bills will receive an amendatory veto, and fewer yet will be vetoed outright. While it's rare for governors to veto bills from their own party, it does happen. In 2001, Governor Judy Martz vetoed a bill that would have required judges to sentence third-time drunken drivers to approved treatment programs. Although the sponsor was a Democrat, the bill passed the Republican-controlled House and Senate with only 5 no votes out of 150. In 2011, Governor Schweitzer vetoed a Democrat-sponsored bill that passed unanimously in the House and Senate, and surprisingly enough, Democrats in the Senate changed their votes and upheld the veto. Far more common is governors acting as the backstop for their party when the legislature is controlled by the other party. In 2011, Governor Schweitzer issued 130 vetoes, and in the 2013 and 15 sessions, Governor Bullock issued a combined 124 vetoes. 2011 was particularly painful for us at the Montana Family Foundation as we watched Governor Schweitzer on the steps of the Capitol run a red-hot branding iron with the word veto right through our hard-fought-for bills. It was hard to watch 3 months worth of hard work literally go up in flames. Governor Bullock wasn't nearly as dramatic, but the end result was the same, as he vetoed nearly everything we supported. Now, in 2021, the pendulum has swung and things are about to change. At least 8 pro-life bills will land on the desk of a pro-life governor. Meaningful school choice is about to become a reality. Strong Second Amendment bills are being signed into law. And for the first time in 16 years, religious liberty is being upheld by a governor who understands the importance of the First Amendment. To be fair, there will probably be a few vetoes. Every governor needs to flex their muscle. But this session, you'll probably be able to count them on one hand. The reality is that when a governor's party controls both houses, he usually sends out the word early that he intends to veto a bill, and the bill mysteriously dies before it gets to his desk. Governors try hard to avoid the bad optics of killing their own party's bills, or worse yet, the devastating optics of having their veto overridden by their own party. Far more likely, this session will be a series of amendatory vetoes that allow the governor to make slight adjustments to address his concerns. As we move toward the finish line, we're excited that this time our bills will be signed rather than being vetoed. It's a new day at the Capitol, and there's not a branding iron in sight. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.